Good morning, to each and every listener on the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. Now, today, I'm sure that most of you are aware that we're living in such a busy, busy age. There's so many things to do, so many things to see about, until many folks are just kept busy from daylight till dark, and then even some after that. Yeah, this is especially true with the holiday seasons coming on as they are, and there's so many things to see about, you know, to get all ready for Christmas and then New Year and so many things that folks want to do. And it's rather easy to neglect doing the things that we really ought to do in serving the Lord. But if we'll set up some priorities, it will help us to put the first things first and do them, and then some of these other things can just fall in place as they go by. But friends, we should not forget that each of us have a responsibility. That responsibility is first to God, and then to our own soul's welfare, and then to the welfare of others in a spiritual way. There are many things we could do that would beat the glory of God and would help out if we just do it. It's like that song says, take time to be holy. Oh, how swiftly the days go from us. And just like at the end of the year like this, there's so many things to see about with taxes and obligations coming up like this. And yet, it takes time to serve God. So if we'll set up the priorities and put first things first, to do the things that we should do first, and then after that, the others we'll have some time left if we'll put the Lord first. And of course, we'll be happy in doing that because we've done God's will first of all. In regard to responsibility, let me bring out a point here. There was a certain prophet that wanted to tell the king something where the king had failed to do what he should have done. So this prophet went out and disguised himself and just appeared to be a soldier who had come in from the battlefield. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me, and said, keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, so shall thy judgment be. Thyself hath decided it. 1 Kings 20:39-40. Now this was just a lesson that the prophet wanted to get to the king, to show how he had failed to do what he should have done. But there are a couple of things especially that I'd like to call your attention to here, and that is how that then shall thy life be for his life. In other words, the responsibility in this case. This man was supposed to have been left to guard a prisoner, and he let him get away, and this shows responsibility that he had to do that. So, friends, you and I have a responsibility, and that first responsibility is to God, and then to our own soul's welfare, how that we should look out for it, because this inner life is more important than the outer life. There's much time spent in taking care of the outer man, but yet that inner man is the most important of all. And there are folks who spend day after day on and on looking out for the outward man, but the inner man is starving to death. The inner man might even be dead and without any life because he has been neglected. And so, as the prophet said here, as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Dear ones, do you know that you can lose your soul just by doing nothing? Nothing. Just simply neglecting to do what you should do. As thy servant was busy here and there. And this even brings out again how important it is that we take time to serve God, because we're living in a busy age and there are so many things to do and so many things to see about. It might be well if we just realize this and just lay down some of those things, say, well, I just wait till I get to them, because I'm going to do God's will first and look out for my own soul's welfare. Then another thing, some things are just not convenient to do. The things that really should be done, we just don't find a convenient time to do them. Now, there was a time when the Apostle Paul was in prison, and all of it for the sake of the gospel, telling the truth, serving the Lord. And a certain ruler, Felix, knew that he was in prison and was in his charge. And so he put it off for a while and was just going to hear him later. And the time came when he did later hear him. But I'd like you to notice a thought here. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, now this tells me to know that the Apostle Paul was telling him things that were important. Righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. Now the question is this: did Felix ever find a convenient time to call for the apostle again? The scriptures don't tell us that he ever did. And isn't this the way with some people? Busy, and they say, well, now when I have a convenient time, I'm going to do that and so. Dear ones, do you know that most people do what they want to do greatest? The thing they want to do the most, that's usually what they do. So they come up with this excuse and say, oh, I just don't have time. I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to serve the Lord. I'm busy with these other things. Well, is it really because they don't have time, or is it the fact that they don't want to spend their time doing these things? So this Felix said, when I have a convenient season, I'm going to call for you again. Well, really, his conscience was hurting him. He was in trouble, and he knew he should give heed to these things, but he just didn't find a convenient time, so far as we can know or tell there. But there are other things that are just so convenient to do. It's just so handy, so convenient. Listen to this other example here. There was a time now in this case when John the Baptist was in prison. He was in prison for telling the truth. And there he was, down in the prison. And really, Herod was a fellow that he had a lot of concern for John. Let me give you the scripture here. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Now, really, he was convinced that John was a good man and was preaching the truth, and he heard him gladly. He was happy to hear what John had to say, even though sometimes it may have been hard for him to do that. But look, he ran into complications. And when a convenient day was come, now this is a different story, and a convenient day, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. Now, it's strange, isn't it? Yet not when we realize the fact how that he found a convenient time to have a birthday party. Isn't that so true to life? It's a whole lot easier to go to some affair where there's refreshments, and nothing particularly wrong with a little birthday get-together with free ice cream and cake. That's all right, long as everything is conducted in the order and will of God. But notice how much more convenient it was to do that. So he found a convenient time. And when the daughter of the, that is for the birthday, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, and then the set with him, the king said unto the damsel, "Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee." This one time he sure made a mistake. And he sware unto her, "Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom." And she went forth and said unto her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." Oh, I'm sure Herod was sorry that he had made that mistake, but he carried it out because of this young lady that asked for John the Baptist's head. So, friends, amidst all the busy rush of life, I hope that you will take time to serve the Lord. Hope that you'll find a convenient season to serve Him. As I say, people usually do what they want to do most of all. The Master is coming. They said the Master is coming to honor the town today, and none can tell at whose house or home the Master will choose to stay. And I thought, while my heart beat wildly, what if He should come to mind? How would I strive to entertain and honor the guest divine? And straight I turned to toiling to make my home more neat. I swept and polished and garnished and decked it with blossoms sweet. I was troubled for fear the Master might come ere my task was done. And I hasted and worked the faster and watched the hurrying sun. And so the poem goes on to tell, I don't have time to read it all, but how that those came to this person's house during the day. And they didn't have time for them. They were busy, and they didn't have time for them. And so the Lord revealed it to this person. Then the Master stood before me, and His face was grave and fair. Three times today I came to your door, and crave your pity and care. Three times you sent me onward, unhelped and uncomforted, and the blessing you might have had was lost, and your chance to serve has fled. In other words, the Lord didn't come in person, but He was revealed to this person how that He had come in the guise of others who needed help. Our Father, time just moves so swiftly until here it's time for the broadcast to come to a close, but we ask a special blessing for each listener today. Comfort and encourage and bless each one in the way which they need most, and we'll surely give you the praise and the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name.
I will praise the dear name.
Thank you.